Some say the breast, and I say chest.
Chest.
It's your chest. Upper chest is.
And they measure the height of a horse in.
So many hands high.
Hands high. Mm-hmm. And the pain ran from his heel all the way up his. If you have a pain, you know, you have the. What do you have on? You have sores on your. Mm-hmm. On your legs now?
I have pains in your legs.
Pains in your legs. The back part of the thighs, especially between the knee and the buttock, or if you're squatting down, you can say the man sitting on his, have you heard the word haunches?
The hunkers, yeah.
If someone's been sick and you've been sick and if you're still pale looking, but you're getting better, you say, well, he looks better, but still a little
pale.
Or peaked.
Peaked. Peaked or pale. Both run practically together.
A man who's well-built and muscular, athletic, you say he's very...
strong.
Strong. When a boy's in his teens, he's just beginning to grow up, fill out, you say he's apt to be all arms and legs, but he still stumbles over everything and a little clumsy. What would you call him? Would you like to call him clumsy or awkward?
Clumsy. That's what I was hesitating on. You'd have to call him clumsy.
When you use the word common about to describe a person, what would you really mean about him? What does that word mean when you're talking about a person?
Say he was take a man and he is we'd call him just a common man. Well, that would, my expression would be on that. He's just a common man, is he just have probably just enough to eat and enough to wear. He just didn't care in either way. He's just a common. He didn't care how he went or nothing. If he wanted to go to church, why, he just didn't want to go to church in his overalls. He has a brand new suit on. He's just a common man.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever use the word when you're not really saying something good? In other words, if the man goes to church and he wears his overalls and as well as a suit, you're really not downgrading him.
Not a bit in the world.
He still can be a good man.
Right.
Do you ever use the same word, common, when you're really criticizing someone? For instance, if you intend to criticize his behavior, do you ever use the word common when you're really not flattering him?
That's right.
You're looking down on him?
You can just use the word common and say he's a trifling, dirty, rotten fella. You can just say he's a common man.
So common can be flattering or it can be
degrading
either way.
That's right, it can be great or small.
If you're talking about maybe one of your children that's grown up, who's not afraid of the dark now, but was when she was a child, you say, well, she's not afraid of the dark now, but she...
Used to be.
If someone leaves a lot of money on the table and the door is unlocked, you might say he's mighty...
Careless.
He's careless. If there's something really wrong with an aunt or an uncle, sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
Strange.
Funny or strange.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, if he's a little bit hard-headed, you say, don't be so...
Hard-headed or careless.
All right. Do you ever use the word cranky to describe...
Cranky, yeah. That's